Hi, who are you?
I'm Sriram.
Hi, Sriram. So what are you having today?
You can't see.
Okay.
But
that's some yummy looking pizza.
I hope so.
Okay.
So, but pretty realistic, because catering to stuff over here, that's like our standard Indian buffet.
Okay.
This is like standard food over here.
Hi, Pratibha. What do you do at Microsoft?
Hi, I'm the graduate investment analyst. I'm here at Hyderabad campus, and I'm featured on this Indian vegetarian buffet over here. And the Sriram is like, I'm here.
So Sriram is a pizza guy. What do you want to eat?
Yeah, I'm
eating food, guys. Eating
food, guys? Okay. We'll cut that part out.
Yeah.
It's Rajesh Chandrasekhar. He works on the Decoder.
Hello, Rajesh. Great, this is Samuel, right? So Rajesh, what do you do?
I work here.
Okay. So what do you do here?
I work on the debugger, on the native debugger for Visual Studio devices.
Okay. So what does that mean to a layman like me who doesn't know that?
Nothing.
So, you know what? What folks wouldn't know is that this guy wrote a bunch of the BCL stuff in .NET. He worked for several years on the
scalar
team. So, how did you talk about that? Your adventures with system dot string.
Oh, system dot string, I think, secret.
Why is everything a secret out here? Because I don't know what you're talking about,
so it's secret.
So Raj is also our in-house guitarist, so he's
here.
Raj, maybe you should play for us.
That looks interesting.
Yeah.
You should do that. Okay, let's try something.
Wow, thank you. That was awesome.
So this is...
Who are you? That's my question. Who are you?
Gopinath.
Hi Gopinath, this is Kaushal from Channel 9. So what do you do at Microsoft?
I'm testing in Visual Studio for devices team.
Okay.
Is this serious?
This is serious, definitely.
That's is giving a demo, man.
He's been giving us a fantastic demo on his guitar.
That's all I can do.
So Gopinath, what do you do?
I'm testing for Visual Studio for devices.
Can you tell us more about that?
So I manage three important components.
Right.
One is Cortex, one is libraries, one is IDE. All the three.
There's somebody trying to run away from
me.
Who are
you?
Who are you?
Cut him open.
What do you have answers?
What do you do?
I'm heavily in the PCT.
Okay. So tell us more about yourself. What do you do in your daily job every day? Okay. Do you actually develop code, test code? Like how does it work?
No, I'm a lead engineer.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
So
I imagine millions of VSD customers to see this.
Yeah, right.
Millions, they want to see this live, you know, and they're going to see your code. What do you want to tell them right now?
Man, I am passionate about this product.
Rock. Are you referring to the guitar?
This product rocks.
Yeah.
Well,
this
would be properly. It's a lot of
work. They write better code than they play the guitar. Want to input some bigwigs over here?
Guys, so who are you? So say hello to Channel 9. Who are you?
My name is Kishan Priyeti.
Hello, Kishan.
Hi.
So what do you do at Microsoft?
I work on the Java migration group.
Okay.
So I'm being serious, huh? I'm being serious. Where are you going?
It's okay, don't worry, don't worry.
I'm Puru.
Hi, Puru. What do you do?
I just do the team system.
Okay, what do you do with that?
I run a group of a bunch of people who develop this product.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Hello there. You're from Channel 9. Do you know us?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Partha.
Hi, Partha. So what do you do here?
I'm a developer in the VJCC.
Okay.
And I handle designers and data.
Okay.
Designers are the ones of designers for US applications and data designers.
Okay, okay.
For US applications. And
I think you have one of the most coolest cubicles around here with a bed and everything.
Oh, this is for my afternoon nap.
Okay.
So, if data has lots of bugs, now you know why.
Could I be sleeping on it?
Yep.
You might want to go to the PM's room because even G has a couch and so.
But do you actually do nights as well?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes I do nights and sometimes I do sleep here. So now it's reduced. So
yes, it's really quite hard. So, Partha, so what is the coolest or toughest bug that you have ever fixed in your entire career at Microsoft?
Coolest and toughest bug I ever fixed. I think all the coolest and toughest bugs are like the bug that we work on.
Okay, so could you tell the viewers that?
Yeah, so what was happening was, so all of a sudden we have this raw setup that actually registers and installs the DLLs in Visual Studio. It doesn't go through the name. So what happens is you individually go and register each of the components. So the bug there was, for some reason one of our MSIs wasn't getting installed. And like we had for all of a sudden we have like some 100 tweets where you're saying that, oh, your data application is not working. And we have no clue why. Okay, so then we see and I click, then I promptly sent you to the price of
the farm. Which is tells you about how good our work ethic is, yeah?
He's a new guy, he's into the for take care, what? Have fun. Our man, he struggles quite a lot, and then he just comes up saying, like, hey, what? The people mobile is not installed. So then we go ahead and like, we don't know what to do, then we say, put some debug notes we put in here, okay, some queue. And then, in the queue, yeah, we come to see that this OTG is been pushing down some of the updates there. As a result of which, this is blocked.
Yeah.
And,
so, basically, if data, the reason data is going to rock and managers are going to rock is because of that guy. So, we don't send all your thank you notes, flowers, teddy bears to him.
Okay.
You know the guy now.
Okay, I'm part of it, you know. For kicking away that.
Great, fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Sriram's birthday and everybody's about to give him the birthday bomb.
No. Program manager on VSD.
From standards.
Go and add quality to your product.
Thanks, Sriram. Okay. No, thanks.
Okay.
No, kicking.
Why the camera? Okay, guys, what are you waiting for?
What are you guys waiting for?
Come on,
now the good time, guys, everybody. So say hi, guys, it's Alan.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
That was a hi or that was like a... Say hi.
Come here, Gaurav, come here. So, thank you. So, okay. So this is Alan, Microsoft Reality TV. So, tell them who you are and what you
So who are you?
I'm the person being bothered by him every day.
So Satyabha is the reason that data is like keeping with TCAS quality. She's on there on data.
Wow.
All the nasty bugs that I put in because of my stupidity, she got a fine.
That's fantastic. So tell us more about your role.
My role? You're catching me in your hand.
That's what I do.
Does that mean you gotta define your role?
Yeah, I was thinking, what is my role over here?
And what am I doing? So he's talking about you fixing a lot of bugs.
Finding bugs.
Okay.
So first of all, good question would be, let us say somebody wants to join as a tester in Microsoft. Okay. Why would they want to do it then? You know, what would be a good quality? Why would how should somebody become a tester here in Microsoft? Or what would a good tester be?
I think Anand will tell the question much more better.
No, no, no.
What kind of
question
do you just have? That work on the product?
This hat has?
Yeah.
Wow.
Try one. Why are you putting
me in the... So when we let her go back and...
Sorry, you I don't know
what
I
want to ask. Hi, hey there, who are you?
I am Birgit.
Okay, and I am Steve Bomber.
You're more hair.
Thank you. So, I'm Shriram Krishnan. I'm the PM for data, my Microsoft for device. So, of course, it's a lot better asking questions.
Okay, I feel much better now. So, what do you do here, Sita?
I pretty much sit around and lay. I have like nice couch.
Okay.
Which is the benefits of a PM, versus a PM getting Microsoft.
Okay, I think a lot of people have these. So, does that mean there's a lot of PMs here?
No, somebody lied to me. And, well, I work on data.
So, what demo are you going to show us today? Hey, but before that, Sriram, it's your birthday, I'm told.
Ah.
So, wish you a very happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, what are your birthday gifts?
People around here are like big slackers. They don't give me anything.
Like them?
Yep.
I'm on the right.
I'm on the right, sir.
On the right was there.
Okay. So, what's with the teddy bear there?
Oh, yeah. So, that's one of the few birthday gifts I got from, like, a very close friend.
A very close friend, is that it?
Yep.
Does that mean you're still single?
Yes, I am.
Ah, okay, all channel 9, do you hear that, Sriram?
No, all the 4 women on channel 9. Feel free to make it.
Okay, so Sriram, so tell us what is new in VAC.
Well, everything is new. To start off, we have a brand new emulator. If you know, VAC Studio 2003, we had an X-series emulator. We got a lot of feedback. So we got one of our best minds, Barry Bond, to work on it, and he went up and he got his team to set up a whole new ARM-based emulator. So we're shipping that in Studio 2005. So now your emulator is now running the same architecture as your actual devices. Never possible for first time with Studio 2005. We got feedback the designer wasn't that good in 2003, so we went ahead and built a whole new designer. So in writing any managed code application, design experience is perfect. In terms of data, you do not have any design time support in 2003. Guess what? You heard the feedback? In 2005, data is a first-class citizen. With people mobile, you really don't know the difference between developing a desktop application and a device application. It's all the same. You know what? The desktop may get, they're not hear this. In some places, you're even better than this. And in native, no more using embedded DC, service pad, 3073. Now, native C++ is now a first-class citizen in 2005. So if you want, you can upgrade your EDC project, or you can do a 5 new C++ project, which is now run on your device. The next stuff on the top of my head, there's tons and tons of stuff. We have new controls, we support Windows Mobile 5.0, so all the cool DC stuff which is going in there is now fully supported. We have tons and tons of stuff. It's like incredibly cool, you know, like you get like, you know, totally love it.
That's great, that sounds exciting.
Oh, yes, so
when do we see a demo of that?
Ah, so... You know what, so as you can see, like, we are like hard at work on getting this shipped. You know, we know that our folks out there like really, really badly want it, and we want to lock down, get this out to you guys.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure whether it's like, the best time to show you something, because well, things are like a bit unstable here.
Hi guys, sorry to disturb you at this hour. So what do you guys do? Who are you?
I'm Srinivas. I am the manager of the park and part of Native Debugging Aspects of the SDT team.
Okay, what about you?
Hi, I'm Shiva. I'm working on core connectivity layer. I'm Dev here.
Okay. So a little bit more about what exactly that means and what you do really in everyday life at Microsoft.
Well, apart from fixing bugs.
No, exactly. Like, now it's the MDM for the VS, right? So we're like deciding on what exactly we need to fix for the customers and critical issues kind of thing. Yeah. So that we get everything right for them.
Okay. So you're the bug fixer.
In current mode. Like, once the three is done, we'll be starting a fresh new cycle for the next release.
Okay.
This is when new features and design stuff will be taking place.
Okay.
So, let's say I'm a developer using the new debugger in Visual Studio. So what's the coolest thing for me? Or what's the cool new thing for me?
No, like if you take like in average, we didn't have native debugging support itself, right?
Okay.
That is the first thing which VSD team is giving in this release in Windy, I mean, in VS 2005.
Okay.
And if you take managed debugger, like, you didn't have a lot of features in as part of V1 doing Everest. Comfortable feature addition is taking place in Windy.
Okay. So, what is the toughest bug that you have found, or what is the toughest bug that you guys have fixed? I mean, we know that, I know that, you know, we have, like, done, like, a lot of hard work and fixed a lot of bugs, so what's the toughest thing and what's the hardest thing that you have found?
Hardest, every bug is hard in itself. I mean, I think this will be the toughest bug we are fixing now, like, we are not yet fixed, like, we are having some.
Okay. So, you want to talk about the heap correction issue that we fixed? A couple of weeks back?
Yeah, like, I mean, over the last few months, there were a couple of heap correction issues in our product, I mean, in Codebase itself. So, like, we have this tool called GFlex. So, you just run the app on the GFlex monitoring the heap pages and, like, you get to know the code execution region where the crash is. And then in a few minutes, you can, like, identify what exactly is the reason and fix it. Without this tool, the life would be very tough, like, because heap correction, like, cascades into crashes in other components. And you won't be able to test out the source of the solution. So that is where all these tools help them. A part of this is being shipped in the PS in the form of app itself. So that would also make the life of devs easy.
So what do you do after work? What does Sinha do when he's not fixing things for customers? What does Shiva do? I know that he works in the gym.
I play TT and I work out in the gym. And I enjoy the life at Microsoft.
So Shiva is a resident Arnold coordinator.
Wow.
So show some muscles.
I don't know anything interesting, but I watch a lot of movies.
That's interesting. So what's your favorite movie right now?
No, every movie is like interesting for me.
Okay.
And recently I watched Salaam Namaste.
Is that a good movie? Do you recommend that to channel and viewers?
You can watch it once. I mean, it's a movie which has come up here in India, basically. Hollywood level in Indian movie standard.
Wow, that's good. Okay, thanks guys.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
Please come here, man. I want to look at you.
Hi there.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm fine.
Who are you?
You ask, how are you?
Okay.
So I'm fine.
And
I'm
who are you?
I'm Shambhar from BNC, Dev Team, owning Project System.
Okay. So tell us more about what you do exactly.
I think a lot of people have said the same thing, Christian Berg. And for the past 2.5 months, we are doing the same thing. Hopefully, in our case, if our PM does give some features, then we'll probably write something.
So, a sample code is run every time you do a 5 new project and you should do for devices. So,
okay.
We don't start. And
somebody is supposed to do everybody.
So, if something breaks there, you know whom to go pick up.
Okay, that's not making you feel good.
The second
thing is responsible.
I hope so.